Ready?
Even though
There's so much emotion
stuck in my throat.
Because everything I tried to say,
they wouldn't hear.
And that breaks my heart.
That hurts my spirit.
All this emotion
trapped in my throat.
I'd like to let that go now.
Because the truth is,
they can't hear me.
They're not going to hear me.
We're not playing
at the same level of consciousness
in this area.
They're not going to hear me.
They're not going to hear me.
I'm seeking to release.
All emotional trauma
from being unheard.
Unvalidated.
That should be invalidated, right? Invalidated.
All emotional trauma
stored in my throat
from all the times
nobody heard me.
All the trauma
of feeling
unheard.
It's truly sad.
It's truly hard.
It's truly painful.
There are so many times
as a child
you're just unheard.
Even in speaking,
the words don't come
that they can hear.
All the times.
As a child.
As a woman.
As a son.
As a daughter.
As a spouse.
As a friend.
As an employee.
As a believer.
When it was inappropriate
for me to express
my truth at the time.
Any emotional trauma
of any of those experiences
that I'm holding
in my throat chakra
in my vocal cords
in my upper vertebrae
in my Adam's apple
in my throat
in my tongue
in my teeth
In my jaws,
in my lips.
I'm seeking healing.
Right now.
I can't go back.
And do it differently.
And speak up.
Unless
I do Helen's meditation.
But in real life,
I can't tell them
in a way
that they can hear me.
And it broke my heart.
Because I was aware of truth.
My truth.
And they wouldn't receive it.
And it hurt my heart.
Because I wanted to say things.
Because I wanted to share truth.
Because that's right to do.
And for all those people
who couldn't receive truth
in any way, shape, or form
in those experiences
I'm seeking healing for them
also.
And I want to
resolve and dissolve
any karmic-like
attachment
that I'm holding in my throat
from all the truths
I could not give.
It's true.
It's happened more times
than I could possibly count.
Sometimes
I wouldn't even speak the truth
when I could have.
When it would have been received.
I want to forgive myself.
Anyway.
This has really happened to me.
I've always desired
to connect.
To share.
To uplift.
And it wasn't always.
Appropriate.
Allowed.
Received.
Permissible.
I'm seeking to heal.
I'm seeking to release.
I'm seeking to dissolve.
Any of that energy
stored in my body,
stored in my throat,
it no longer serves me.
I want to start
from here.
I want to start
from today.
I want to speak.
When it will be received.
When it will be received.
And when it won't.
And when it won't.
I want to speak to me.
I want to speak to me.
With loving.
With loving.
Gratitude.
Gratitude.
For every step.
For every step.
I have made.
I have made.
In awakening.
In awakening.
And expanding.
And expanding.
My consciousness.
My consciousness.
Even when I'm afraid.
Even when I'm afraid.
Because they don't come with me.
Because they don't come with me.
I want to trust.
I want to trust
God.
God.
Even though I don't understand.
Even though I don't understand
the big plan.
The big plan.
Even the little plan.
Even the little plan.
I want to trust.
I want to trust
me.
Me.
I want to trust my connection.
I want to trust my connection
to God.
To God.
I want to trust.
I want to trust
my relationship.
My relationship
with Spirit.
With the Spirit.
And I want to speak the truth.
And I want to speak the truth
through my vocal cords.
Through my vocal cords.
When it will be received.
When it will be received.
And I want to speak the truth.
And I want to speak the truth
to myself.
To myself.
When that's the only one.
When that's the only one
receiving.
Receiving.
Okay. Big deep breath.